Proclamation number 7352 of 2nd of May, 1959. He who believes in me. He who believes in me shall not die for eternity. These words of promise of mine very often cause you humans to draw erroneous conclusions if you believe that it is only enough for you to confess with your mouth or not deny that I walked the earth in the man Jesus. If you believe that it is enough for you not to dispute the existence of the man Jesus, who is said to have died on the cross for humanity, if you only accept without contradiction what you have been taught since childhood without having seriously dealt with it yourselves, for the fact that you believe that I myself lived on earth in the human being Jesus does not yet testify to your inner attitude towards this greatest act of mercy of my divine love, it does not testify to me whether you want to belong to those whom I have redeemed through my blood which was shed for you on the cross. You first have to realize what I mean by right faith, which I require in order to be able to give you eternal life. Accepting a teaching without contradiction is not yet faith, for a right faith first requires serious reflection about this teaching, it demands a serious opinion about it. And the result of a person's reflection can also be wrong if he lacks the goodwill to arrive at the truth and if he is without love, which completely excludes a right faith. For a person without love will never be able to believe correctly, because a true faith is only awakened to life through love. But without love only a confession with the mouth can be expected but never an inner conviction of the truth of what the person should believe. And thus a person without love can never refer to my promise that he will not die for eternity. If only he can believe my word. If he only acknowledges my life on earth and the crucifixion because he was taught this way but his inner attitude towards this teaching is still lacking, because he does not have the will to live in love and to attain the right truth, so then his faith is a dead faith which can also never give him life in eternity. But very many people hope for this promise, who only go through earthly life as formal Christians, who do not think seriously but only allow themselves to be satisfied with such words and believe of their own accord that they belong to those who will live in eternity. But I demand more from people, for I want them to become truly blessed. And thus I also demand a clear decision from them in all truthfulness. I demand that they also follow him in whom they claim to believe, that they live a way of life and love as Jesus lived it. And if they do so, they will also start to think about this person and his actual mission, and only then will they themselves mentally take a stand on the teachings which so far only their intellect but not their heart had processed. And only then will it be decided whether and what the human being believes of the teachings which were conveyed to him educationally, and only then will his faith become a living faith which has the strength within itself to let the human being penetrate ever deeper into the great problem of God's incarnation and his act of salvation. Only now is faith the way I want it to be in order to reward it with eternal life. For only now is the human being's attitude towards me as the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ such that it is possible to speak of a right faith which secures the human being eternal life in accordance with my promise. And if you humans seriously ask yourselves, then many a person will have to admit to himself that he, too, lives in such a formal faith which certainly accepts Jesus Christ because he does not presume to reject him outright, but which does not yet have the inner conviction of Jesus the man's mission and of my nature which has taken abode in him for the purpose of your redemption. You also have to live on earth, i.e., let your thoughts and your will become active, if you want to attain eternal life, living faith in me in Jesus Christ, who has redeemed you from sin and death. Only then will you not taste death for eternity, you will enter into life as I have promised you. Amen.